Hi there, Hawk Robinson of Synthetic Zen. This August 31st, oh no, it's after midnight now, so it's now September 1st, 2016, 12:23 a.m. This will be test performance number 15 to see how this goes. Is this working? I don't think. I don't think we're going in the right input here. Hang on. Let's try that again. Okay, turn this one off. You probably heard me, but I need to do it through the correct mic here. So, this is test number 15. Synthetic Zen. Live broadcast September 1st, 2016, now 12:24 a.m. And still trying to dial these things in. I'm hoping now we'll get a little more stereo effect going with both cables going into the Scarlett. Hope so. Last time it was definitely mono. And I'm still not sure about the levels. I'm watching them here. Now what I've added, I've got this original Chromebook. This is a developer version of the Chromebook. It's the codename Mario. Got it at a yard sale for $5. And the battery is still good. $5. And it'll do 6 to 8 hours of streaming, this little Chromebook here. So I'm going to be trying to test out how the stream is sounding initially. Let's see if I can make sure this is loading. So that I can get the balance right, since what's showing up here doesn't always tell me the truth, unfortunately. Trying to get rid of those peaks that are distorted, but not have it so quiet that you can't hear it, and then you crank it up, and then I do something loud, and then it's like blowing your ears out. Okay, so live. So, we'll get it dialed in here sooner or later. Is it even working? I should have tested this Chromebook settings before. Yeah, the audio is all the way up. Am I broadcasting audio? So it has to manually switch to the headphone jack. Thank you. try it here. Hopefully that's not overdriving it. Seems like it's kind of quiet. Alright, I'm going full volume here. I hope it's not going to distort. I think that might be dialed in, hopefully, as far as I can tell, over the Chromebook. So, as usual, improvisation, I'll give you a quick hardware rundown again, and then later I always cut out all the talking and make an audio-only version, but if you happen to catch this live, well, then you get to know. So, ASUS ROG broadcasting over Open Broadcast Server, OBS, running OpenSUSE Linux 13.2. Being fed into a Focusrite, Scarlett 2i2, so two in, two out, potentially. Being fed into by a Tascam US2000 over here, eight input. There's a little bit of static being generated by this Tascam now. I didn't used to do that, but I don't think it's showing up too much in the broadcast. But that's where the static's coming from, if you hear that little bit of white noise hiss. The instruments, I have the Rolly Rise 25 key, I think it is, fed into my Microsoft Surface Pro 2 USB port. I should try the Bluetooth, see if it works on that. I know it'll work for certain versions of Mac, but I'll have to see the Bluetooth when I point it's cordless, because it's got its own built-in battery and Bluetooth and everything. So that's running through their Rolly dashboard and equator for the synths on that. Then this Arturia Keylab 49 is plugged into this MacBook Pro 2012 laptop. And I've got Logic Pro up and running. I don't really have to for this, because really all I'm loading, and maybe I shouldn't bother, maybe it's too much overhead, but I'm actually just running the Arturia software, Lab 2, and I've got a little playlist set up there. We'll see how that goes. Of course, now, as I said, I've got this Chromebook from 2011, original Mario. There's like no labeling or anything that even says Chromebook. It's a complete developer beta thing. It still gets beta updates. Kind of interesting. Got that for $5. And then I have my old Arturia factory 32-key controller, hardware controller, plugged into my Alienware M11 XR2, also running Arturia Analog Lab 2 with a different set. And then, last but not least, I have this old XPS M1330 NVIDIA model. Pretty old, it goes back quite a few years, but still going strong, running OpenSUSE Linux, I think 12.3, and then the software is running Jack. It fed into ZynAdSubFX, that's ZYN, and Rose Garden, with different synths there. This Casio Previa PX310 is into there through a Roland MIDI controller to USB into that XPS. So I've got Linux, Windows, Mac, Windows. This is the Surface running Windows 10. The Alienware is running Windows 7. So just let you know, you can do all kinds of things with a hodgepodge. I was going to do some guitar as well, but I wanted to do some guitar looping with my little looper. But it's got batteries, but they're running low, and I can't find the power cord. I need my 9-volt power brick, so maybe next time I'll do some more guitar. But for now, we'll just do some more synths. It's late, trying to chill out, get relaxed, so be doing mostly mellow. But you know how it is. I start out mellow, kind of raises up a little bit of a beat, and then we mellow out again for the night. So I hope you enjoy. I'll quit jabbering on and get back to the music. And thanks for all the feedback, everybody. SyntheticZen.com. Thank you. Sorry about that distortion there.
Trying to get dialed in, as I said.
Broadcasting. Okay, that's severely distorted. Sorry about that.
Thank you.